Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
My uncontrollable movements called TD, tardive dyskinesia, felt embarrassing. I felt like disconnecting. I asked my doctor about treating my TD and learned about Ingrezza, a prescription medicine clinically proven for reducing TD in adults. That's always one capsule, once daily, and number one prescribed. People taking Ingrezza can stay on most mental health meds.
Ingrezza can cause depression, suicidal thoughts, or actions in patients with Huntington's disease. Call your doctor if you become depressed, have sudden behavior or mood changes, or suicidal thoughts. Don't take Ingrezza if allergic. Serious side effects may include allergic reactions like sudden, potentially fatal swelling and hives, sleepiness, the most common side effect, and heart rhythm problems. Know how Ingrezza affects you before operating a car or dangerous machinery. Report fever, stiff muscles, or problems thinking, as these might be life-threatening. Shaking, stiffness, drooling, and trouble with moving or balance may occur.
Take control by asking your doctor about Ingrezza.
Learn more at Ingrezza.com. That's Ingrezza.com.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
On News Talk.
Now, it's been announced that Ireland will put in a joint bid to host the opening stages of the Tour de France on the island of Ireland in either 2026 or 2027. And the news follows discussions between both the Minister for Tourism, Culture, Arts, Gaelic Sport and Media, Minister Catherine Martin, and Gordon Lyons, Minister for the Economy in Northern Ireland, in the executive. Officials in both areas will now get to work to devise a detailed bid on this, hoping to make it a reality. So to get reaction to this, I'm joined now by former Irish winner of the Tour de France, Stephen Roach. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm delighted to hear this news this morning, I must say. It's knocked us back a couple of years. Like, it's now like 35 years since I won it. So and the last time the Tour de France came to Ireland was 98. So it's about time it comes back.
Benefit to Ireland of the Tour de France. There are probably benefits on many levels. How do you see it?
Well, the thing is that there is the 4 to 5 year lead in to any Tour de France, because there are countries out there fighting to host the grand start of the Tour de France every year. So there's obviously something good about it. And I think that any country that has had the grand part of the Tour de France, or any of the grand tours, whether it be Italy or Spain, have all had positive benefits from it, not just kind of on the economy, financial, tourism and everything else, but also on the health side of it, getting kids on bikes, as I say, putting bums on saddles. Like, you know, the bike to work scheme in Ireland works very, very well. It's healthy, it's CO2 friendly. You know, there's so many positive aspects to it, not just the financial side or the tourism side of it, but you know, look at the crop of Irish cyclists that are there at the moment. Hopefully, the Tour de France come to Ireland could inspire new kids to come along and get involved in cycling and create the champions of tomorrow.
Now, there's a lot of people involved in cycling just to get from A to B for work. And then there are more maybe on a Sunday morning who go for a ride in the local hinterland. When did you get interested, Stephen, yourself in competitive cycling?
Well, I was first, you know, very lucky that I was taught to enjoy my cycling initially from the age of 13, and meeting up in Dundrum with Nolan Neal and Paddy Doran to go out and do a local bike ride around Kiltiernan. But I really only got really big into it when I turned 17, 18, when I started getting selected on the Irish national teams, got selected for the Olympics in Moscow. And then, of course, I got my pro contract. But, you know, I was lucky that there were people on hand to help us at the time. Now, of course, the Federation is much more organized and there's professional people there to chaperone and to help the young kids choose which discipline is best for them, whether it be road cycling, whether it be strictly tourism, whether it be BMX, whether it be mountain biking, whether it be track. I guess the Federation is much more advanced now. Like, there isn't just kind of, you know, riding your bike now. There's all other kind of disciplines out there at the moment that the kids can get involved in.
Now, we had the opening stages of the tour in the Republic in 1998, a bit of a cloud over that particular tour because of drugs discoveries and so on. But the race began in Dublin, travelled through the Wicklow Gap. Stage three ended up in Cork. Obviously, if you've got an all-Ireland bid, you're going to have to go north as well.
Well, you know, it has to be an Irish bid. It has to be an Irish event. We saw the Grand Partenza of the Giro in 2014. It was north-south, but, you know, maybe the south didn't get as much as they should have, or the north got more maybe, but I think it has to be, you know, definitely a joint venture, and that's the only way it works. Like, we are an island, we're not just north or south, we are an island, we are a country, we are sports people, we are all cycling enthusiasts, so I think it has to be definitely north-south. Of course, it's going to be fights over where to start, who has the prologue, you know, who has the final stage, and what have you, but nevertheless, it has to be kind of beneficial for the whole country. And no matter where they choose, whether it be north or south, it's going to be in Ireland. And that's the most important thing, most fundamental thing. We saw in Belfast when the Giro came here in 2014, there was no divide. It was all just cyclists, passionate people out on bikes, out to celebrate the fact that this massive big event has come to our country. And I think that's the most important thing, that in cycling, there's no divide, there's no difference social class, whether it be busman, bin man, doctor, lawyer, dentist. We're all just cycling enthusiasts and fans of sport, first of all. And we appreciate the efforts that these guys are going through on bikes. And we all want to come out and see what they're doing. And of course, the international coverage that will come of the Grand Depart in Ireland will be amazing for the whole country.
It's hard to think that, what is it, 35 years since you won the Triple Crown, the Tour de France, the Giro d'Italia, and the World Road Race Championships.
Exactly.
It's frightening, 35 years ago.
35 years ago. It's amazing how fast time flies. You know, what's done is done.
Yeah, you know, when we watch the Tour de France every year, generally see it on either TG Car or Eurosport, how much of the tour is repeated every year? Obviously, the coming to Paris at the end, which is not really a racing stage. We already know at that point who the winner is going to be. But how much of it is the same every year, that you have particular stages that are always cycled?
There's very, very, very rare that you have the same stage repeated 2 years in a row. After every 5, 6, 10 years, maybe we might repeat the same stage, but it's exceptionally rare the same stages are repeated. You might get outdoors, you might repeat outdoors, say, for 2 or 3 years, but the outdoors finish might be repeated. But to get there, whether it be a strictly flat, short stage or a very long mountainous stage, that's always different. So the stages are never really the same, you know, year on, year out. There's always different start. The finish is always in Paris, but in between, there's joining up the dots. It's never the same. There's never the same year on, year out. Every couple of years, yes, but year on, year out, it's always different. Different menu every year.
Now, we watch it on the telly, so we can see the progress of the peloton and the leaders as they go through the stage. But I'm often curious as to, you know, you flash through a town or a village in France, and yet there are, you know, thousands of people who are there for literally an experience that lasts, you know, between by the time the first and the last go through, and the motorbikes and the cameras and all the rest, it might only be 2 minutes.
But it isn't just about the bike race, you know, it's about the whole atmosphere, being there. Like, the whole build-up starts weeks before, and people on the Tour de France, they come to watch the stage 2, 3 days before, sometimes in camping cars. The atmosphere, they meet people, they talk to people, they share their own stories, their own lifestyle, their own, you know, they meet new friends. It's not just about, you know, coming out to watch the bike race. The bike race, yes, it's amazing, but the people you meet along the road, along the journey. And so it's not just about, like, you know, the 2 minutes and flash, here they are, there they go. It's about the whole thing about it, the whole scenario, the caravan, publicity caravan, the people you meet along the way, and the friends you meet. That's also important.
Yeah. I'm wondering, what do we need to do to win this bid? I mean, what kind of effort has to go into providing a few stages here in Ireland?
Well, I think the track record is extremely good. You know, the 98 Grand Partenz, Grand Depart went very, very well. The 2014 Giro Grand Partenz in Belfast went extremely well. It's to this day being noticed as being one of the best ever, or the best ever Grand Partenz of a Grand Depart. So, you know, we have the track record is there. And I think also the fact that our young lads are doing so well, like Sam Bennett winning the green jersey last year, Archie Ryan coming along now and getting, you know, is going so well with Jumbo Visma. All these young guys that are coming up and doing extremely well are also, like, you know, showing the Tour de France organization that Ireland has a culture here of cycling for our small population. We can produce such good athletes. So never mind the history of, you know, myself and Sean, then of course Neil, Dan Martin, my son Nicholas, Philip Dignam. There's been a long going history of cycling, our cyclists doing well in the Tour de France and writing so many pages of history about the Tour de France. So we already have a lot there. Now it'll be like financial and of course the when we can have it, the date. You know, I think we've nothing to prove to anybody, even though it's a huge logistical nightmare. We've proved before that it can be done. So now it'll just be about fixing the dates.
Well, Stephen, let's hope it comes to fruition. Stephen Roach, former winner of the Tour de France 35 years ago. Stephen, thank you very much for joining us on the programme today.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
My uncontrollable movements called TD, tardive dyskinesia, felt embarrassing. I felt like disconnecting. I asked my doctor about treating my TD and learned about Ingrezza, a prescription medicine clinically proven for reducing TD in adults. That's always one capsule, once daily, and number one prescribed. People taking Ingrezza can stay on most mental health meds.
Ingrezza can cause depression, suicidal thoughts, or actions in patients with Huntington's disease. Call your doctor if you become depressed, have sudden behavior or mood changes, or suicidal thoughts. Don't take Ingrezza if allergic. Serious side effects may include allergic reactions like sudden, potentially fatal swelling and hives, sleepiness, the most common side effect, and heart rhythm problems. Know how Ingrezza affects you before operating a car or dangerous machinery. Report fever, stiff muscles, or problems thinking, as these might be life-threatening. Shaking, stiffness, drooling, and trouble with moving or balance may occur.
Take control by asking your doctor about Ingrezza.
Learn more at Ingrezza.com. That's Ingrezza.com.